Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Coming up in September will be the second Grace Race in Hillsboro. Joining me today is Kyle and Mary Herschelman, who have started this event. Thank you two for joining me today. First of all, can you give me a little bit of background behind the Grace Race and where it came from a couple of years ago when the first one started?
Absolutely. It's actually put together by my brother and his wife. They live in Alexandria, Virginia, and they're runners. Kyle and I are not, but they're runners. And shortly after Grace was diagnosed with INAD, they kind of got those wheels turning and said, well, what can we do to help? We want to do something. And being runners, they said, let's do a 5K. So that's kind of how it got started, and they're working on it again this year for us.
And most people in the area should be familiar with Grace's story and INAD, but in case there is someone out there who doesn't know anything about it, can you tell me a little bit about her story?
Yeah, absolutely. In November 2014, Grace was diagnosed with a rare genetic disease called infantile neuroaxonal dystrophy, or INAD for short. You know, she was 3 years old at the time, you know, so we didn't know much about it, but it is a regressive disease. I mean, it attacks like the nerves and the muscles and things like that. And as of right now, there's no cure. There's no treatments for it. I mean, it is fatal. Most of the time, kiddos with INAD don't live to see their 11th birthday. You know, we're holding out hope that we're the exception rather than the rule. And also, we're helping raise money to fund some studies that are looking for treatments, including one at Washington University under Dr. Paul Kotzbauer. And Grace is a fighter. And, you know, like I said, she'll be starting kindergarten back
That's
tomorrow
exciting.
This year. Yeah, so we're really excited. The 5K course will go right past her school. So we're really excited for that opportunity. She's made a lot of friends in preschool, and it's, you know, we don't exactly know what all she understands, but, you know, she loves people. She loves the smile. She just, you know, she's been it's a terrible situation, mm-hmm. but she's been, you know, a real bright spot in our lives.
And she's a big sister during this race, something she wasn't during the last
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. We have our new addition to our family. Charlotte was born in February. Charlie Danger, as we like to call her. But we're excited to have her with us on this one and just really excited to get things going for the race.
Is it safe to say Charlotte was maybe one of the reasons why this didn't happen last year? I mean, there were probably different circumstances, but
There were a lot of things, and it just didn't work out. Yeah. Just one of those things that it just didn't work out, and you just move on. You just keep going.
Absolutely. I understand, based on conversation I had with you earlier this week, Mary, you said registration for the race is now open?
Registration opened July 1st, so it's been open about 2 weeks now, and we're excited to say that between online registrations and local registration forms, there's almost 60 people registered in less than 2 weeks. Our very own Sherry Ozy, who works at the Journal News for us, was the first to sign up. She was really excited about that. And registration forms are available at the Journal News office in Hillsboro and in Litchfield, as well as Fusion Fitness and Aquatics in Hillsboro and Fit to Go in Litchfield. And you can also sign up online.
Is there a website to go to sign up specifically?
There is. And if you visit, there's a Facebook page. We have a Facebook page for A Grace-Filled Journey. And there's also one for A Grace-Filled Journey 5K. And the link to register online is on both of those Facebook pages.
Okay. Is there a registration deadline, or can you register up to the day of the race?
You can register on race day. We're encouraging people, if a t-shirt's a big deal to you, if you want to make sure that you have a t-shirt from this year's Grace Race, we're encouraging people to sign up by August 21st, but we're going to take registrations right up until the time the race starts.
And I understand you are also trying to reach a goal here to get everyone or every state represented in this race.
We are. You know, last time they offered a virtual option. My brother's in the military and has buddies that live all over, and we have family that lives all over, and we had people approach them and say, hey, we want to do this, but we can't come to Hillsboro. And they said, well, we'll do a virtual option. So you can sign up and do a 5K that day wherever you live. So we had, last time we did it, we had about 22 states, I think, represented and 5 continents. And so we thought, you know, INAD is such a rare diagnosis that it only affects about 50 children in the entire world. So one of the things that we really work hard to do, in addition to raising funding, is raising awareness. And we thought, boy, if we could get all 50 states represented, that would just help us raise even more awareness. So we've been doing a weekly video to kind of keep progress as we go along. And so far, we have 11 states represented and one foreign country. You'll have to tune into our weekly video to find out where that is. Okay. But really excited. That's a goal of ours, is to get somebody to do it in all 50 states. And just because your state's signed up doesn't mean you can't join the fun.
Not exclusive
we're really
to
excited.
One per state.
No, exactly. We'll take as many as you get. You know, Team Alaska can have as many as Team Illinois. You know,
that's right.
We're all in favor of everything.
Running out there in the snow and
absolutely
the tundra.
Yeah, we had a couple people. I know the last time we did this, a couple people, they didn't let the rain slow them down. Somebody did their part in the Walmart and somewhere.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
You know, and it's like I said, it's about awareness, and it's about, you know, the diseases that will never go, you know, never find a cure for,
sure,
are the ones that people forget about. And we don't want that to happen with INAD.
Right, absolutely. And take me through the day itself. There's not just a race during this. There's other stuff going on as well.
There's not. It's kind of a big celebration. So there's a 5K and a 1 mile course, and the cost is the same for both. You sign up, and nobody's going to keep track of if you sign up for the 5K and only walk a mile, nobody's going to keep track that day. But come sign up and walk with us. In addition, there's all kinds of kids' activities. The Hillsborough High School Art Club will be doing some face painting. Professor Longhair will be doing balloon animals. The Hillsborough Area Hospital Junior Board will be doing some children's games. Joey Fallis with Joe Snow from NOCO. He was one of the CEO students this year. He'll be doing some snow cones for us. And compliments of Litchfield McDonald's, Ronald McDonald will be there. He started the race off last time and kind of high-fived people as they crossed the finish line, and was a big hit. The kids just loved him. And whether you come out and do the race or not, come join us for the fun kids' activities. Stay for lunch. The Hillsborough Sertoma Club's going to grill pork patties that day, and we're just really excited. We hope whether or not you come and do the race, you'll come and join us and just help us raise awareness for INAD.
Absolutely. And what time, again, does the race start?
The race starts at 9 o'clock.
Gotcha.
And registration that morning will start at 8.
And it starts at the high school?
It does. Same course as last time, which kind of started right there by the Calvary Baptist Church and the junior high.
Now, with Grace being in kindergarten, and this, I would assume this race is going to be starting after school has started, so you'll probably have to try and get some of our teachers involved.
Absolutely. You know, we're not going to turn anybody away. So, no. You know, everybody's been really supportive of us. And, you know, Grace's, you know, whether it be people that have spent 2 minutes with Grace or 5 years, they've she's really developed a following. She's pretty well known. We have a lot of kiddos come up to us and talk to her and stuff. And she loves that. You know, she's, you know, very much a people person.
She's a celebrity.
So, absolutely. You know, which is funny because her daddy is not necessarily a people person all the time. So, like I said, she really, it's been a really unique experience and a really good one. Hopefully, not just for us, but for the community also.
Absolutely. And I think we mentioned this already, but all proceeds will benefit research for INAD, and it's specific to Washington University.
Yeah, that's something we've really taken a hands-on approach. We've met with Dr. Kotzbauer several times. He also was at the first race with some of his team, you know, so he was able to see firsthand the kind of support that we get in our community, which I think really, really meant a lot to him. But that one is, we feel like we can support that, and then some of the other parents can, you know, are able to, if we need to look at a different thing. And we have supported some other INAD related charities and researches too. So
yeah, sounds good. And one more time, for anyone who would like any more information on the race or about A Grace-Filled Journey, how would they find that out?
Find us on A Grace-Filled Journey on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way. We also have our blog is at agracefilledjourney.com.
Sounds good. And one more time, if you could you tell me where people can find those registration forms?
Absolutely. You can pick up registration forms at the Journal News office in Hillsborough and in Litchfield, and you can get forms at Fusion Fitness and Aquatics in Hillsborough and Fit to Go in Litchfield. And we're very grateful for the people that have let us leave forms there.
Absolutely. Kyle, Mary, Grace, and Charlotte Herschelman joining me here today. Was there anything else about the race or about Grace you wanted to mention?
I would say we're just really excited for it. You know, we'll have the race. It's going to be another big year for us. We have the race, and then a little bit later in September, we have the Montgomery County Invitational Volleyball Tournament.
Okay, yeah.
And they've kind of dubbed it a Grace-Filled Tourney, and it's going to be a fun fundraiser for INAD Research too. But
that's awesome.
All four Montgomery County High School volleyball programs. It's kind of the brainchild of Kimberly Denny, the Lincolnwood coach.
And will it just be those four schools involved, or
no,
will it be others as
it's
well?
It's a 16-team tournament.
That's
so
awesome.
So we're going big.
That's awesome.
But it's going to be split between Lincolnwood and Hillsboro. Kimberly Denny and Emily Zimmerman have kind of spearheaded that with the ADs at Lincolnwood and Hillsboro. And then, you know, Nokomis and Litchfield will also be playing too.
Gotcha.
So we're really excited about that. We think that's going to be an awesome event.
Bracketed, round robin, don't know yet?
It's going to be four pools of four teams. And then after that, they break it down into, like, they round out the places on there.
Okay.
So four, similar to, like, the
Litchfield Invitational.
Litchfield Invitational, if you're familiar with that for basketball. So, but another thing we're really excited about. So.
Absolutely. So you got a lot going on, and I'm sure there'll be other events as well in the future.
Absolutely. We're never going to turn anybody down. We really appreciate all the support and all the love that people have showed Grace and our family.
Sure. Thanks again for coming in, and good luck with everything moving forward.
We appreciate it.
Again, that was Kyle and Mary Herschelman with A Grace-Filled Journey. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.